This is a previously recorded episode.
Hey, Stace.
Hey, Chell.
Guess what?
What?
It is National Singles Appreciation Week.
What?
Yeah. You know what that means?
Ice cream for dinner.
Oh, don't judge us.
Don't. Please. I would never
Nobody
judge.
Nobody has to judge us. We're single.
Right? I do what I want.
Play that track, Dave. So, hey, Stace.
Hey, Chell.
Guess what?
What?
We're just going to keep doing this whole bit the whole time.
Is it Groundhog Day? What happened?
I'm like, I thought we just discussed this. I'm so confused.
We're on episode 14.
What up? 7 times 2.
That is math.
Do you remember Clueless when she's like, ask her questions. What's 7 times 7? Stuff she knows.
For those of you who don't know us personally, my birthday, I had a costume party. And
listen, it was the most epic birthday party I've ever been to. It was Chelsea's 30th 90s-themed roller skating rink party.
And everybody dressed as different 90s characters. Like, I had friends dressed like the girls from The Craft. My brother, my sister-in-law, and their two kids were the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. it was my aunt showed up as Miss Frizzle from the Magic School Bus, and my uncle was wearing like those Zoom pants and the Powerhouse Gym like mock. It was so epically good. Now here's
we were actually scarily just talking about Zumba last week.
So here's the thing, though. When you have a 30th birthday party at a roller rink,
yes,
you need to understand that people are going to get hurt.
True.
And quickly.
The first, 10 minutes.
Not even. I want to say it was, the first 5. Like, she had her skates on. She took, 5 feet rolling. Bam. Broke her elbow. Yep. Had to go to the hospital. So then she has to go to the hospital downtown dressed as Miss Frizzle. In September, from the Magic School Bus, she's got a freaking chameleon beanie baby sewn to the top of her dress and a wig. And then my uncle's trying to be taken seriously wearing Zoom pants and a Powerhouse Gym shirt. And they're just like, I felt awful. And they're like, it's okay, Chelsea. For my birthday, we're just going to juggle chainsaws and you're going to go first.
can we talk about the winner of the costume?
Oh, okay. So I dressed as Cher from Clueless. And because I wanted to. And I found a plaid skirt and the knee-high socks.
It was
so fun. And the blonde
adorable.
Hair, it was so much fun. So Stacey was my Dion.
And Stacey got her first weave. Because I was committed to this costume.
We will post a picture so people can see how exactly.
Yes.
She looked so much like Dion.
I'm a Stacey Dash fan.
So two things. Number one, so I got box braids, got 3 feet of fake hair. My first time having a weave ever.
She's got a fake nose ring. Thrift store shopping.
Yep.
I found
she got my whole outfit.
Outfit for $6.
Truth. I'm like, Chelsea, the skirt is an extra small. She's like, you're gonna make it work.
I'm like, it was $1.99.
So the second thing, so Stacey Dash, I got so much crap. So when Kanye West, when he did, what was it, the music video for All Falls Down, and Stacey Dash was in it, and so it's a music video, so it's just Kanye, rapping, doing his thing, and it's her in the video, and I made the comment, I'm like, oh, this is the best work that she's ever done. They're like, why'd you say that? I'm like, because you didn't hear her speak, and I got so much crap. But then this year happened, she's just like, what? I don't think there should be a Black History Month. I don't understand things. Everyone's
why
just
is
like,
there
we
a Black Entertainment Network?
I guess I should preface. I'm a huge Stacey Dash fan, circa.
Oh no! Why
you're fine. I'm sure she's a great person. I'm sure she's really nice. I'm sure we could kick it and have fun.
I don't really care if she's nice or not.
I know what you mean. She's hot.
Hi.
She's nice to look at. She's pretty.
She's so pretty.
But that was the best birthday party I've ever.
It was super fun. I wish I were kidding when I say that people got hurt. I was stressing out by the end of it because 4 people went to the hospital.
My kids have skating parties for their school.
Yeah.
I see this 3 times a year.
Right. So, it's real. So literally, though, 4 people went to the hospital, and then we went to a bar afterwards, so nobody was drunk yet. It was, and then we get to the bar, and I'm, sad because people are at the hospital.
People keep getting hurt.
And somebody comes up to me and goes, no, you don't understand. You had such a good birthday. Your birthday had a body count.
Your birthday at a body count.
Like, just like, you know your birthday is a real good party. Time when your birthday has a body count.
Yay! That was so much fun, though. Oh, I had a ton of fun.
We're going to tweet it, and we'll put it in our Facebook photos so everybody can see it.
Oh,
yay! Memories.
Yay! But yeah, what up, National Singles Awareness?
I know, right?
Week? It makes me so happy.
I know.
Yes, because Chelsea, what are some? Let's go like back and forth here. What are some awesome things about being single?
There's a million things.
I know, right?
I can spend like 3 hours in the bathroom fixing, like playing with my hair and doing skin stuff, and nobody's like, get out.
Oh, I was thinking like I could spend 3 hours in the bathroom because I had something really bad, and guess what? It's my house. I gotta do work.
No, I mean, like, girl, like I am a girly girl when it comes to skin. I'm an esthetician, so
licensed.
Like, so I go
licensed
through and
esthetician.
If I do my whole skincare regime, I am not kidding. I could be in there all day, and so I'll do like a peel, and then I'll do my little exfoliation, and I'll clean it, and then before I put on my moisturizer, I'll go through and I'll pick at my face because that's, you know, what I do. I mean, I'll be there all day, and people will straight up judge you and be like, "You're still, what are you doing? What are you?" I'm like, "Oh, I can start on you too. It's fine. It's
See,
fine.
You
but
sound
no
like
judgment.
Right?
No judgment. I'm not myself.
Exactly. So you sound like what?" I go through with my hair because it is a process. I have to do all these steps before I go to bed. So after I wash it, then I do like this little apple cider vinegar treatment because then it keeps it from flaking and all that
nice.
Stuff. And then you put in your conditioner. You keep it in for like 5 to 10 minutes. You get it a little warm or
nice.
Something like that. And then you rinse it out. And then you put in a little, so then you towel dry it. Then you spritz a little more water. And then instead of like a corn roll, I do like a 2-strand twist.
I stopped
but I do
listening.
Like 7
it's
of them.
So long.
Yes. So much.
So happy. I'm a dude.
I'm telling
so,
you.
So
no, seriously.
And I have to put in like the curl milk. I spritz the water, then I do a detangler, then you have to do the curl milk, then you do the gel, then you twist it.
You know what I, you know what I do?
You know, I started
I
doing like
bed?
An overnight wash let thing for my hair, and I felt like that was a lot.
That's what happened here.
I ate some cookies.
You better talk about it, Dave.
Chocolate chip cookies.
Yes.
Because that's one of the great, like, I truly, there are questions you should not have answers to. Like, intellectually, I know I should be concerned about, but I don't want to know what keeps the soft batch cookie soft.
It's real.
I just don't, I don't
like,
care.
Science
I
says
do
they
not,
should get
I do
firm.
Not care to know.
There was, who
so
was
that
it?
And my glass of milk, and then I go, you know what?
Okay.
I'm going to bed.
Oh.
And then I go to bed.
There was... I saw it on Twitter. I want to say it was Time Magazine, but it was like someone did research about how do you get the best chocolate chip cookie. It's like if you want a crunchy outside but a soft inside, if you just want a soft inside, if you just want to do this, like
because
I know
there's a whole cookie aisle for that.
I know, right? My brother and I lived off of soft batch and Chips Ahoy. We love those. But I mean, Dad's homemade chocolate chip cookies trumped all. And it's funny. So his chocolate chip brownies, those things are fire. They are so good. So then when I was living in Ohio, I really wanted that. I was like, Dad, can you teach me your recipes? Like, first you got to get all your ingredients. He goes, make sure you get the Nestle Toll House chips. Those are the best ones to use. I'm like, okay. So get the chips, get everything. So then I call him at night. I'm like, okay, give me the recipe. He goes, it's on the back of the bag. I'm like, you didn't make up your own recipe? I could have sworn it was his own homemade recipe.
You're thinking it's like generations.
Me too.
Nestlé Toulouse.
Our great ancestor, Nestlé Toulouse.
It's true. It's so true. Fell in love with a Dominican man.
My other favorite thing about being single is that there's only one list on my Netflix, and it's everything I want to watch. Like, for a little bit, my brother came home from the military, and he moved back in with my parents and everything, and he's like, oh, can I just have your Netflix password? And I was like, yeah, sure. Well, this was before they had, like, separate lists. And so one day, I go onto my Netflix, and where was my little, like, 1950s romantic movies? Because I'm that chick, hardcore.
Hey, chick.
And now it's been, like, replaced with dinosaur and bug documentaries. And literally, that was the title.
I was waiting for, like, Bikini Cheerleader Summer.
No, he knew better.
You
can't tell my sister. I'll repent before God.
But I'm just like, but now, man, it's like, oh, it's just me.
That was the big debate in my brother and sister-in-law's house. So they were sharing, because they're all in the same apartment building, like on the floor. It was like adult dorm living. So it's my brother and sister-in-law in their apartment, and then across the hall is her brother, and he's the apartment complex manager, because when my brother and Ange, when they moved from Chicago to there, he was just like, well, why don't you just have an apartment here? I'm the manager. And so that's like, what okay, they you. Did. So then we just go back and forth between the two apartments. So they would share his Netflix account. And so the big debate was, who put Reba on Netflix? That's the biggest debate. Okay. And one day, Angie and I were talking, and she goes, okie dokie, Smokey. I go, that's what Barbara Jean says from Reba. She's like, I did not watch Reba.
Chung chung.
But I really like the show Reba. My roommate Rachel got me hip to it.
Reba's awesome show.
It's so good. First of all, Reba. I mean, she first grabbed my heart in the movie Tremors. I was like, Reba doesn't play.
Yeah.
I just had it. You need for one of these, and I had one done for the wrestling guys at one point. You need like a Law and Order style intro. You're like, you know, in the world of Chelsea's dating life, there are two separate yet equally important groups.
These are the stories.
That's right. These are their stories. That you told
okay.
me.
Okay. On a complete random side note, a friend of mine works for 97.1.
Okay.
And his name's Ryan.
Hi, Ryan.
Put that mystery together. Anyway, but we were one of my very long Facebook comments. I was like, Ryan, you should come play by play my dates. And then he started just kind of doing it. And I'm like, it's so good.
Right? This is why you get paid the big bucks, I assume.
You were still on double top secret probation for not having gone on Facebook Live that night. Let's be clear.
I put my phone in my purse.
Let's be clear.
Because
you should have instinctively known that that's what you should have been doing.
See, no, because then parents everywhere will be like, listen, it worked on this show. Right. You can take your phone out. I should see the background of where you are, young lady, at all times. Did he pay for dinner? Is it a nice establishment? Is it a chain? Was it off the chain?
If my mom said off the chain, I'd just walk away.
Mom, I can't.
One time I was paraphrasing something that my mother said. I was like, then my mom was like, oh, no, she was tripping. Blah, 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 blah. My friend was just like, your mother would never say.
Your mother would never say she was tripping. Correct yourself.
I'm like, it's a trip. She said, and they were just being unacceptable. That's what they were being.
So, what else do you appreciate about being single?
I appreciate about being able to eat. Did I already say being able to eat ice cream for dinner? Yeah. That's why I said the intro. It's so good. It's so good. What else? I appreciate being able to take random, spontaneous adventures whenever I want.
Not having to check in.
Just saying. Like just this weekend, I'm going to Pittsburgh to see my friend.
Why? I like it.
Because I can.
Because you can.
Because I can.
Bye.
I don't have to check in with anyone. I'm just like, listen, you need to feed the kids this. Nah. I'm out. I'm out.
I appreciate the fact that I can sleep in the middle of my bed.
Yes.
That's awesome. I sleep diagonally. So like some days. So and I've slept diagonally for years, so someday somebody's gonna show up and I'm gonna be like, yeah. This is gonna take a little bit of effort and time. I'm sorry.
Right? Well, you can just like cuddle.
You'd have the upper triangle or the lower triangle.
Like, I am in the middle on a diagonal. Choose your destination.
Or just get like, you know, two small pets on either triangle, then you'll look like a percentage thing.
Like, there you go.
Because I went to math.
I said last week about the email, the crazy adopt a cat email, right?
Yeah.
Oh man.
Happy birthday.
Maybe I didn't, because that was before my birthday.
Oh, you told me.
No, you posted about it.
I don't know if we said this. Hey, Dave. Hey, Dave's here.
Hi.
I got an email on my birthday while I was at work, and I'm checking it because the bar was slow and I was feeling bitter. So so I'm checking my email, and I literally get this email that says, now that you're over 30, divulged my age. We haven't done that yet. But now that you're over 30,
Did you miss the first 10 minutes when you were talking about your 30th birthday party?
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, dang it. Well, now he won't edit it out.
But now that you're over 30, there's an 80% chance that you're never going to find someone to share your life with.
What? You better trust in the Lord.
And I was like, sad. And then you scroll
worst
down.
Worst match.com spam ever.
You scroll down a little bit more and it says, adopt a cat today. And it was literally like straight up an advertisement for adopting cats.
That sounds like there's a website somewhere that you can go and you can have that email sent to your friends.
I feel like there has to be because it was so mean.
Disrespectful. I remember
I was having such a crappy day and then you add on that icing.
As you're just scrolling through your email.
I'm allergic to cats. I'll be alone forever.
No, puppies. Give puppies a chance. I remember like 5 years ago I was going through, just for giggles, I wanted to see what was in my spam inbox. I went through there. There was a bunch of them for Viagra and for singles, like dating websites. I'm like, do y'all know I live the life of a senior citizen? Like, I will be in bed.
I don't know. There's some frisky senior citizens out there.
That's real, unfortunately.
Because of the Viagra.
Yeah, that is true. Actually, they say that's like the number one, the fastest growing age range of sexually transmitted disease.
Yeah, it's in senior citizens because they think they're clear.
Yeah, they don't think they have to deal with it.
Have you heard about the new cosmetic thing that's going on? We talked about this. The Scrotox.
Yes. I haven't heard. I didn't know what it's called. I heard that it's a very expensive procedure and it will lift.
It's apparently 2,600 pounds. It's because it's an origin in England. Yes. But it's Botox for dudes who are concerned about wrinkly things. Really?
Yeah, wrinkly things. Unnecessary.
I was not aware that was a thing. I'm
sorry,
not going to lie.
It's not the prettiest thing anyway. So, like, we don't need to waste our money on that. Sorry. Like, don't do it, guys. Don't. Just don't. Look at Stacey. We're blowing
I'm
Stacey's
just,
mind.
Wow, that is vanity at its worst.
Like, really? Really?
Whoa. Well, we'll pray that they find, you know, that Herbert or whoever he is finds his Ethel and that it will be fine and they'll just rock it out into the sunset with their wrinkles forever.
Before we get going too far, we're going to talk about our support.
Speaking of support.
Excellent segue, Stacey.
It's a lift and separate joke in there somewhere.
Support for Reasons Why I'm Single comes from Thrivent Financial.
Yes.
Where your life and finances connect for good. Thrivent helps its members be wise with money and live generously. More than 2.3 million people count on Thrivent to help them protect their families and strengthen their communities where they live and work. To learn more about what makes Thrivent unique, contact Don Lyon or Pat Klenner at 586-773-7596.
Ooh.
Yay, Thrivent. Thrivent's the stuff, man.
Hey, they keep on sponsoring because you keep calling them. I didn't know where I was going with that. I just felt like, and I was like, I don't know where this song is going.
Sponsoring. So, hey, Stace.
Hey, Chell.
Guess what time it is?
What time is it?
It's time for the
fake name letter of the day. So, the fake name letter of the day, we use it because it helps us to
save the shade.
So, instead of telling real life stories with people's real names, we use the fake name.
Which would be mean, honestly.
I mean, it'd be, some of them deserve it. But we use it so that it is used to hide their names.
Plus,
they can still...
I'm so not good with confrontation. And if I call, I still know some of these people. So
yeah, that's
if
real.
If I called them out like this, they would show up at my bar or something and be like, oh, so you're gonna talk about me on your show. And then I would have been like, I even thought it was a funny story.
I got paid off of it.
I cried. Don't sue me like Adele.
No, but what? He lost. Because how are you going to, if Chelsea starts singing an amazing song about, you know, Stacey doesn't call me a lot anymore because she's married and she's on a honeymoon and she just doesn't pick up phone calls anymore.
Look at you all being married and on a honeymoon and me being all alone writing a song about you.
I'm probably just going to get married, a month before you do because I won't be able to hold out and have this awesome wedding weekend bonanza. I'll be like, no, Chelsea, I want it and I want it now. So Chelsea's gonna write a song being like, you know, girl thinks she's cool doing stuff a month ahead of me, but we'll see. And then I'll come back and be like, oh my goodness, she broke this about me, blah blah blah. There's no proof.
Yeah, no.
Anyone could just make up a story.
Stacey's mom has got it going on, though.
That's
for sure.
True. That used to be my mom's ringtone. And then she saw the music video. She's like, is this what your friends think of me? I'm like, Mom, I'm pretty sure they don't think you're a stripper, but you're an attractive lady. This is not acceptable. No, she did not say, y'all tripping.
Y'all are tripping.
So anyways, fake name letter of the day. So we use it so that way we use a name that starts with the fake name letter of the day.
When we say it, you'll hear a bell.
Just like that. So do you want to Sure. All right. She's reaching into the bowl to figure out what the future will be for this delicious letter.
Guess what?
What?
The letter is D.
Oh!
Detroit.
Detroit basketball.
What up, Mason?
I'm glad Dave was in here for that. Dave stepped out.
Yes.
They're running a bunch of shows today.
It's true. Because,
there's a new show.
Right, because Podcast Detroit has it going on.
Yes,
what up, Detroit?
Do.
Yeah, yeah. So, Charles,
yes.
Can you think of some names that start with the letter D?
Dante.
Hey, Dante. I knew a Dante in college.
Did you?
I did. That was another one. That was another one of those, you know, hey, you know, Becky comes in and she's just like, hey, I'm sorry, not Becky, Doris.
Doris.
Comes in. She's like, oh my goodness, you should meet this guy Dante. And I'm just like, I know what color he is.
Also Daphne.
Oh, yes, Frasier.
Yes.
Maybe I hear the blues are calling, toss salad and scrambled eggs.
Snort. Okay.
Oh my God.
Okay. So let me tell you what happened this week.
Whoa,
Stacey.
Talk to me because I listen. Like Dave knew what happened. Chelsea's like, do you know what happened?
I feel like I have to call Larry Kenny, who, if you don't know, he was the voice of Lion-O on the Thundercats. He was also the voice of Count Chocula. He is the voice of the cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs bird. He did a couple of drops for us for our
People
intro.
People don't have jingles like they used to.
But
right?
He's also the voice of, hey, this is, you know, whatever the day is. It's the best week ever on VH1.
Oh,
really? He was that guy. So we're actually talking to him about maybe doing an intro for our show. And, hey, it's the best week ever. And because you truly had the... I guess best week ever.
That's IT. That's IT and the D. If you haven't listened to that,
all of your friends on Facebook had
all
the best week
you
ever.
You know what? I have to like preface this with the fact that
yes.
Everything that happened on Facebook while I was on this interesting date was so much better than the date.
Like, this is why we use the fake name letter of the day.
So. Seriously,
but
though.
I mean, good. Okay, I'll save my comments for the
okay
because
so
I don't know all the details. I need to hear all of them.
So I met this guy on Tinder.
Oh my gosh, what was his name?
His name was Devin.
Oh, I like that name.
And he was really cute, and I was really excited. So he asked me where I wanted to go, and I was honest with him because I was in the mood for a certain type of food.
Ooh.
And so we get there, and we don't get there. Hang on, let me fix that.
What?
I mean, that's not how the story played
not
out.
Not how the story went at all. I'm like,
I was in there. Then Dave's face was like just scrunched up and was
so,
like,
okay,
no.
So we make this plan, and then the next day I send him a confirmation. You guys know this on the show. It happens a lot. I confirm, they don't respond, I get bummed. And then I bitch about it on my show.
And we make money. Losers.
So,
just kidding.
So
you're all
I make plans. I try to confirm. He sends me nothing. No responses at all. And
Ghost.
I'm like, man, like, why would you agree on a place? Why agree on a place and a time if you're... So, whatever.
That's
so, then this
stupid.
Other guy I was talking to, his name was Dion.
Oh!
There is a reason I've chosen two D names that sound similar. It's because their real names sounded very similar.
Devin and Dion.
So, Devin and Dion. So, Devin is the guy who did not confirm. Dion is the guy who I ended up confirming with. Well, he asked me where I wanted to go, and I really wanted to go to this place. So
just saying.
I picked the same place.
My taste buds didn't change.
Just because the other guy's
right? Shoo, you don't ruin my palate.
So we meet up at the restaurant. We get there, and he's cute, and we're sitting down, and we order our drinks, and we're chatting, and in walks Devin.
Dun, dun, dun.
No. I can't hide anything on my face. And right now my hair is blue. So, like, I can't even, like, physically hide.
So
like,
you were blushy Smurf.
So I...
Just your hair
My
was.
Eyes got super big. And then Dion is sitting... This is why it's going to be hard, but I did this intentionally. Dion is like, are you okay? And I was like, I'm just going to... Excuse myself for a minute. He probably thought something terrible
right?
was about
He's like,
to
oh,
happen.
No. Like, didn't agree with her.
Because I'm just like... Like ruh-roh. So so I get into the bathroom and I'm just gonna tell you guys exactly what I posted because
hey post
because it was the funniest part. So I go on Facebook. Oh, I should have had this prepped. Dang it.
That's okay. What will Chelsea do? She was in there while not one, but two of her dates walked in, even though the one did not respond and he ghosted on her.
Okay, so this is what I say. I set up for a date tonight and never heard back, so I set up a different date at the same location because that's what I was in the mood for.
Bam.
Well, currently I'm in the bathroom because I'm at a table with one guy and when the guy who never confirmed walked in. How did this happen? What do I do?
Hashtag
Chelsea single. Hashtag can't stay in the bathroom very long. Hashtag maybe he'll just be gone. Hashtag ah. So, I have 33 comments, and that is not even including the sub-comments. So
Dang.
Many people.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Oh, this was all you. This was all Dave.
Dave.
Seriously, Dave started it, and, like, everybody, people were dying over your comments.
This is why Dave is good at what he does.
So Dave's first response is, hussy. And then I go, nuts. Not helpful.
And I was literally laughing too hard to be helpful at that moment.
Like, sorry, laughing too hard to be helpful. And I was like, I probably would be too if this didn't always happen to me.
It's real.
So then my friend Debbie said,
"What up, Debbie?"
She was
she little?
You need a reality show. So then Dave decides to be helpful and gives me a couple options. He says, option one. Tell the non-confirmist the truth and offer to reschedule. Option two.
I would have gone with that one.
Walk out like a boss, grab a third chair, put it at your table, and announce loudly, "Welcome to the Thunderdome!" Two men enter, one man leaves with me.
Wait, so why do you need the third chair?
For the other guy.
I was picturing like in the dome, there's just two people. So why are there three chairs?
Because I would be there. So then, because I would be there. It's still my date.
Right? Either way, I'm getting food for free tonight. So y'all figure it out.
So then I say, if only I had the balls to challenge them to an impromptu date off. And then Dave is just so encouraging. He's like, do it. You know you want to.
I thought the dating game approach.
Well, that's what he said. He goes, play the dating game. Refer to them only as bachelor number one and bachelor number two. Which, from that point on, anytime I commented on Facebook, they were bachelor number one and number two. Because their names were Devin and Dion, and it's way too confusing.
Truth.
So then, you know, Dave is Bob. We love Bob.
Hi, Bob.
Dave's like, Bob, get down there and be Bob Ewings. So then, and then everybody's like, and Dave's like, I'm pulling for option through two. And then I'm like, okay, it's been like 5 minutes. I have to go back out there.
Yeah, you do.
I can't be in the bathroom.
Side note, we'd have rapid responses, Facebook community. So, good job.
So I put, all right, I'm going back out there. And Dave puts this picture
of Tina Turner from Thunderdome.
Tina Turner from the Thunderdome. It's so fantastic. Because she looks like she's just ready to judge people.
And she's simply the best.
Mind you, then there's people like praising Dave and his hilarity. And then everybody's like, oh, text me. So now we'll go back to what happened because I went inside. I went inside to the restaurant and I'm like, and I put my phone in my purse. I have no idea what's happening on Facebook at this point.
Right. But good for you for putting your phone away.
So.
Well, when you're on a date.
That was not Facebook's opinion.
No, I don't. Oh, my gosh.
No, we were angry.
Yeah. Oh, no, like riotous.
What? And,
so I go out there.
Charlotte.
And where we're set up is we're kind of, the table that I was at was closer to the restroom than it was to the bar. But I can, so I walk over and I go, oh my gosh, I see somebody that I know. I'll be right back. I thought that was very slick of me, by the way.
I wonder how you actually said it. No offense.
No.
Oh, look over yonder. There's a person that I know.
I see someone exactly. I recognize at the bar area.
The Herald Angels sing.
Glory to the newborn king. Yes,
I shall return presently.
Jesus was not at the bar. Let's just make that clear.
I walk over to the other guy, and he's like, hey, it's nice to finally meet you. And I was like, hey.
Yeah, about that.
I'm like, so I'm just going to be straight up honest with you. And he's like,
very good.
He's like, okay. And I was like, so what happened was
you see, what happened was
you didn't confirm.
And I'm like, because I didn't hear back from you today, I assumed that you were ditching me. So I'm kind of on another date right now.
Because you ain't the only fish in the sea. All right.
And he's like, wait. really? Like, he just straight up didn't believe me. And I was like, really? Like, Devin, really?
Right?
And
get your stuff together.
And so then
D-bone.
He goes, so where is he? And I was like, okay, first off. First off.
Yeah.
So then I'm like, okay, first off, we just met, so maybe a little less possessive.
Thank
but
you.
But then also, me as a girl. Was like,
I know! I know! I got it!
He's gonna Peter Cetera fight for my honor!
What's that song?
The Glory of Love.
It's from Karate Kid.
Yes!
I am the man who will fight for your honor. I'll be the hero you've been dreaming of. Yeah, I love that song, by the way.
But he walked out on the dream, so you better sit down.
So I was like,
Devin.
I'm like, calm yourself. We just met. And he goes, oh, so what? And I sat there and I'm like, listen, I get it. I would be pissed if this situation were reversed. So.
But you could have confirmed it.
Right. It's your own fault. Like,
and I sit there and I'm like, so whatever you want to do at this point, I understand. And he goes, well, what am I supposed to do? You're on another date. And I was like, well, we're only having drinks.
And I'll still be hungry, boo. I'm just saying.
And he sat there and he goes, so what? You want me to just stick around while you date some other guy? And I sat there and I'm like, okay, we just met.
Now, see, and this is where I think that's the point in the conversation where, as you came back and finally posted that Bachelor number two decided to wait. Exactly how much cleavage were you showing?
Oh, my God.
Okay, so
wait, so how long were you talking to?
No, it was pretty quick back and forth. It wasn't, you know, I'm describing it with me being both people and laughing in between.
Side note, do you remember the SNL sketch with the Californians? They're like, Devin, what are you doing here? That's
what's
all I'm thinking of.
I'm so glad you picture my dating life to be a California soap opera.
Chelsea.
I'm still binging Chuck, so Devin is awesome.
So Devin is sitting there and he goes, so what, you know, what am I supposed to do? That was like, you could do whatever you like. And he goes, and I'm like, we're just having drinks. And he goes, all right, I tell you what. What did he say? Oh, I got to get it right. And he was like, I'm going to go sit at the bar and I'm going to watch whatever was on TV that day, whatever game or whatever. And he goes, I'm going to watch this for an hour.
Instead of this one that I'm participating in.
The games we play. And he's like, I'm going to watch whatever game is on. And he goes, and if in an hour you're still with this guy, I'm just going to leave. But if not, then we can go on our date. And then he goes, because you're just too pretty to walk away from. And I was like, okay. So, yes, my cleavage was banging.
Apparently.
All day, every day.
So I go back to Dion. And we start talking, and everything's going fine. Mind you, can't hide anything on my face. So I'm just like, uh-huh. Looks back over there. Uh-huh. Looks back over there.
There's a boy waiting for me. There's a boy waiting for me. There's a boy waiting for me.
What's that wrapped around my finger? Oh, yeah. Any man I want.
It was like an hour of us talking and drinking. And, you know, he owns his own business, everything. There wasn't anything, like, hurrah or anything horrific about it. It was
a beige day.
It was beige.
That's
totally
so
beige.
Funny.
So, like, what color are the walls in your rooms? Beige.
Yeah, it was a beige date. That's
so funny.
So
that's how we always used to refer to it.
Blends into the herd. It wasn't,
not great, not terrible.
No, it wasn't.
Beige.
So then.
So funny.
So now here's the part where I feel like I'm champion because, and I don't, again, know how any of this worked in my favor.
Jesus.
I'm just going to decide the full moon was still kicking.
Jesus.
The cleavage.
It was probably the cleavage.
Lord, I'll give you credit. I'm
so
here.
We end our date. We go out.
At 59 minutes and 37 seconds.
Right?
We gotta go. We gotta come on.
It's about that time. It's about that time.
I'm gonna turn into the carriage is gonna turn into a pumpkin. Let's go.
Really nice talking with you. Me, me.
So we go and we walk outside of the restaurant and I ask him, I was like, oh, where did you park? And he goes, oh, over there. And I was like, oh, I'm all the way over there. Total lie. I'm like, I'm all the way over there. I'm like, you don't have to walk me back. It's still light. It's fine. You know, da da da. And he goes, and he was like, oh, well, you know, I had a really good time. And then he, like, kissed me on my cheek and he walked back. Like, thank God he didn't feel like it, being a gentleman and insisting.
No, I shall escort you to your car, madam.
Because then I would have been like, kind sir, back the F off. Like, I have another date. So.
Date.
Don't know how to say this, but I kind of double booked.
Yeah, I.
Well, you did!
But I didn't. He just didn't confirm.
Technically, you
I did.
Yeah.
I did. So I go
Judge back. Dave has ruled.
So I go back. I go back in there, and Devin is like, it didn't look like you were having any fun. And I was like, I thought he was totally doing the recon. I sat there and I was like, I thought you were watching the game. And then
he was like, I was.
Well,
thank you. Didn't I just use that line?
And I was like, who won your game? And he goes, well, it kind of looks like I did, but, you know. And I was like,
oh, you better spit that game.
I mean, he said I was pretty enough to wait for. I mean, like, boy knew at least what he was talking about.
I have questions at the end.
Devin then goes, Devin then excuses himself to go to the bathroom. And
he posted on Facebook.
Well, so then I go to, and I post on Facebook while he's in the bathroom, because why wouldn't you? While I was on the date with Dion, I am not kidding, people, like, lost it. They're like, my friend Christy, my friend, not Christy, what was her name?
Dristy.
Dristy. She's like, hashtag sitcom problems. And then right underneath, she goes, I keep picturing that episode of Saved by the Bell where Zach has all the girls putting hearts around his neck when he made the tape with subliminal messages. Like, Zach. And then, like,
I've only
Slater
seen two
comes
episodes.
Up. Slater comes up to the end with all the girls, and he's like, back off, girls. Preppy's going with me. Puts it around. It's fantastic.
I've only seen one episode of Saved by the Bell, and it was the most important one. Jessie was so excited and
because
she was so addicted
to caffeine pills. I mean, that's real.
Kids,
so then
don't
everybody's
get
like, we need a follow up. Somebody's like, live tweet. Dave's posting the Benny Hill theme song and the date, and the dating game. And then Dave, all in caps, is like, how are you not on Facebook Live right now?
And then
Dristy, she's like, please. And then Dave goes like a dramatic 13-year-old girl for a minute. And he's like, she clearly doesn't love any of us.
Do you know how many annoying so-and-so is live on Facebook yes. notifications I get every effing day?
Really?
But, like, the one that I would actually go, oh, you know, I'm totally tuning in. That's me.
Thunder.
Oh, yeah. Thunder.
So then he's like...
or in the Highlander, there can be only one, however you want to
So then Christy's like, Dristy is like... Oh, man. I'm so sorry, Christy. I've said your name
Dristy.
Like 5 times.
Dristy.
She's like, I am outraged. And then...
Dave started to run.
And then Dahlia's like, we should have gone to be the judges. Mind you, none of these people know each other, but they have all unified in their anger against my posting
during
this day.
Thank you, you beautiful Reasons Why I'm Single listeners, for coming together and making the community that
so
we
So then
need.
I make this, and I go, next time I'll let you all come. Oh, don't mind them. They're just staring at us and judging you. You'll get feedback and scores at the end. And Dristy is like... She posts a picture of somebody being judged, like, with scores. And then I'm like, and then, you know, I could just picture you guys being sitting there being like, hi, Damon. Oh, God, is that his name? Oh, anyway, I like that you open the door, and I like that you smile when you talk, but who dressed you? Your mom? Next time, sex it up. I give you a 6.
Oh, yeah.
The Dristy's like, it'll be so much fun. I'm Simon. And then I'm like, you are absolutely Simon. Although I feel like pretty much everybody could be Simon.
Right, you are absolutely awful. It's new for me.
Then Dave's like, it's the talent portion of the competition, Skippy. What you got? Impress me.
I want fire.
And then Christy's like, I'm going to give out so many nicknames.
I mean, shoot, that's what my phone used to be. I used to give everyone nicknames, right? But then I decided I was an adult, so I put everyone's government name, and it took me, like, 2 minutes to call someone.
Because
I'm like, their name was Marshmallow. I can't find them. True story.
So then my friend Ryan, who's on 97.1, he was like, you ever see Mrs. Doubtfire? Go to both tables. Just don't put pepper on the one that didn't confirm food. So then I respond with, running back and forth, I would have probably been the one who needed the Heimlich. And then I realized that I meant that way more innocently than someone could probably have taken
that. No, I meant that the right
way. Well, I know you took it the right way. Oh. I'm just saying, in general, this Facebook feed may not have.
Oh.
So, and then Dave gets more compliments about people crying from his comedy. And then And I, so then I comment.
Dang it,
like,
Dave, you started it. She doesn't love us.
Like in my mind, we were. We might as well have all been in a Google Hangout
like
together.
Literally mobbed.
Sitting there with our drinks. Bitching about why you were not giving us live updates.
I can't believe she would do this.
So then I respond to the silence killing me. I go, don't die. And then she goes, funeral services on Thursday.
Oh, my gosh.
And then the next one, she goes, wear a funny hat.
Oh, that would be kind of fun.
So then this chick that I know from my day job, she goes, group date. Like, that's her suggestion. Just group date.
Group date.
Meaning I should just bring them both to the table. Group date.
Oh,
well. I told you that was my suggestion.
Yes,
right here.
Yes.
Once again,
and then
Dave
and then
knows what he's talking
Christy,
about.
Dristy. Oh man, I'm so sorry.
Someone's got to name their kid Dristy.
Dristy's like, where are you? I'm showing up.
And then
Dahlia's like, we need live updates. And then Dristy's like, your public demands it. So now we've all lined up. That all happened during the first date with Dion.
Because you had two dates.
Yeah.
Baller.
So I go on Facebook at that point and I go, Bachelor number one just left. After I told Bachelor number two the situation, he waited at the bar until one left, and now we're having a drink. He's in the bathroom probably posting about his crazy date on Facebook.
Exactly.
And then my friend, Dominique.
Ooh, she was like, Dawes.
She's like, you're a hot commodity. And I'm like, you guys are all hilarious, by the way. And then I leave because I got to go date again. So,
do you know what's funny? You said, then I go, leave. Remember, like, old school AOL? It's like the door.
Right.
Like, oh, somebody just left.
But it's like, no, the internet keeps going now.
Yeah. Yeah, no, you can go. We're still here, and we're still going to be live commenting.
So then Dominique was like, I can't wait to hear your podcast. What up?
And hey, Dominique. Dominique Dawes.
So
Dominique
then
Cucciano.
Dave is like, this is when the cleavage comes up, because he's like, Bachelor number two waited.
Thank you.
Exactly how much cleavage are you showing tonight? And then Dristy, she comments, all of it. And then the next one says, 100% topless.
Oh, my God.
And then Dahlia goes, the girls are out and ready to party. This is how you know it's a mob mentality, because they're all just like, escalating. And then Dave,
you're like, can I live?
It was like the Chelsea's date version of Dozens.
No, seriously. And then the Dave's like,
your mama's so fat. Oh, yeah? Well, your mama's so fat.
Oh, that's real. So that's real.
They're all, that's and real. Then Dave's like, this seriously, this is the only way it makes sense. And then Dahlia's like, I'm anxiously awaiting the selfie to see what you look like. And then Dristy is like, have Bachelor number two on as a guest.
And
then Dave's like, and he has. He's said it a bunch
of
times.
Dave has said it from the beginning.
I need to get people in here, like, as this is the, before I even go on the date. Like, just, you know.
Like, this is your icebreaker. We have drinks. We
right.
had, and yeah.
Loosen it up.
Oh, so, like, meet at six.
Meet at six for, like, a podcast.
No, like, meet at six and be like, you know, oh, actually, I'm on my way to do this podcast, blah, 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 blah.
Well, no, they're saying, like, meet him here.
Oh, no, have him come here.
Like,
I thought you meant go on a date and then be like, oh, I'm about to go do my podcast. It's got, like, a couple thousand listeners.
Oh, no. Just bring it right
this
straight
would
here.
Be, like,
oh,
this
I
would
couldn't.
Be the first impression. That's why, yeah. So
strap on a headset, grab a mic.
Oh, my God.
So Dave says
I couldn't
this
do
and
it.
Then says, if they survive that, then they actually have potential.
Once again, Dave is like a second dad.
Dristy is like, yes. And then Dahlia's like, I want to vote for the best date, like The Bachelor or something. And then again, Dahlia's like, we need a selfie. Don't be selfish.
Note how selfie and selfish start with self.
So,
because you think it's all about you.
Oh, no. And people are just like, this thread's awesome. I'm dying. And then somebody said, can Ryan do an update? And then I said, hey, Ryan, you know, give me a, can you do a play-by-play of my dates? And he
oh,
said,
yeah, the one that works at 97.1.
Today at practice for Chelsea as she plays the field. Chelsea is looking to make it three straight dates as she visits West Bloomfield tonight. Tonight, it's an off night for Chelsea, but she'll get back in the back to game action tomorrow. I am not a sports commentator,
right.
Obviously.
Shout out to Ryan.
as she heads to Bar Louie with Trevor.
Like, whoa, no, Bar Louie. Like,
it's so much better than I could have ever imagined.
Man, listen, yes.
So then, now this is all happening while I'm on the second date. And then
of the night.
This chick, Diana.
Yes, says, Dirty Diana.
Good song.
That's the name of my Grand Prix.
Says, which one is one and which one is two? Even I can't say I've had this one happen, and I've had some good stories. And then I was like, oh, you should come on the show.
Exactly.
And she's going to in 2 weeks.
Yay!
So, and you'll find out her real name then.
So, maybe, if she gives
us
permission.
So now I'm on the date with Devin. And
Devin, what are you doing here?
I always think Devin Sawa. I had such a crush on him from Casper.
Oh, Casper.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, he wasn't my type. So no, when we watch it in elementary school, every girl's like, oh, my God,
Casper's so cute.
I'm like, he should have stayed dead. Like, he's not my type. But y'all can fight over
him. Casper the friendly ghost, people.
Right? Just saying. That's not going to give you marriage and children. Anyways. So.
Okay.
So Devin.
So we're on the date with Devin. And he and I are actually hitting it off. He's kind of playing up the fact that he's teasing me on the fact that I just got done with another date. And he kind of just wants to know about the other date. So he's like, so, tell me about him. What's going on? Like, what's my chances versus him?
This is fun.
Honestly, it was kind of fun.
Oh.
So he goes through. So he finds.
Sorry, I'm making gestures.
He goes through, and we're talking back and forth, and he's like, "So I saw what he looked like. I think I'm taller, a little, you know." And I have to say, Devin had better teeth than Dion.
See, this is what I wanted to know. Like
Devin had better teeth than Dion, but Dion had better hair than Devin. So it was like, but they were both right around the same height. Like one was 5'11", maybe one, the other one was like 6'1". Either way,
IRL in real life.
Taller than me.
Yeah.
So we have this really, like, and it was a little bit above beige. It wasn't so much of a beige date. I think because we had this funny thing.
It was a mauve.
It was like butter. But because we had this, like, thing to talk about,
you could have some banter.
So I'm thinking I need to have some crazy thing happen before all of my dates that we have something to talk about.
Okay, listen, no. Let's not make them all crazy, okay? Oh, my gosh. Okay, so it sounds like... Oh, so if it was reversed and you had gone out with... And you had date number one with Devin and then date number two with Dion, so that you and Dion could have the banter about your first date.
I think I probably would have had more fun with Devin.
Oh, okay. That's what I wanted to know.
I don't know. He was just, it wasn't like it was a bad date. It was
it was hilarious.
It was very beige.
Oh, sorry. I thought you meant the whole evening.
It's hard. The whole evening was ridiculous and
ridiculously delicious.
Oh, and then like, I'm mixing up their names.
Devin canceled.
Devin didn't
respond.
So, Devin's...
DDR.
Bachelor number two.
Two?
No, he's bachelor number one. I don't know. I'm losing my damn mind.
Devin, so, DDR.
Devin was the one with the second date. So, Devin
kept
sitting there, and he would be like, because it was playful, but he's like, I saw you looking over here. I saw you looking over here making sure I was still here. I saw that. And I'm just like, shut up. It was true.
Darn it. Dave stepped out for a second, but my question for Dave is, so, like, is there some man law or man code? Like, if I were the other dude, I would have been like, oh, bet, I'm not staying here. Like, but I would consider, like, going out with you another time, but my bad because I did not confirm. But I would not sit there and wait.
Right.
That's what I want to know.
Now, here's my thing. Like, if it were me, if I had gone out with a guy, and then he was like, oh, yeah, I had this other chick show up, and she didn't confirm, like, as that chick, I would leave. Like, mind you, I would be the chick to confirm, though. I'm that person.
Oh, you and me both. Hello. Like, we're professionals in our field, so better confirm.
In the professional world of dating.
Well,
that sounds really bad.
No, it doesn't.
I am not a professional.
Oh, I mean, we're dating.
Well, yeah, but we're not professionals who date. Professionals get paid to date.
Oh, but those aren't dates. Those are just...
That's escorts. They get paid.
Escorts are different, but prostitutes, they're just... they're
just fornicating, and we pray for them because God wants so much more for them than what they are doing, okay? Okay? But no, I just mean, like, being a grown person. Right. Like, so now I'm trying to think, if I were the grown woman, okay, let's say, okay, so if I were the lady that did not confirm in a show to meet up with a guy, and he was just like, oh, well, you didn't confirm, so I'm with another chick, I would be like, dang. Like, I would have chalked it. I would have, like, chalked the L.
Right.
Like, I would have been
like, okay, bye.
Right. I would be like, that was my bad. Like, I'm out. Because I know who I am, I would have been embarrassed.
Right.
But then swap, if I was the one, he hit me up like, you know, hey, you know, what are you doing tonight or whatever? I had plans, but they got canceled, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, okay, I'm there. So then if I'm having dinner with whoever it is, and then some other chick walks in, then they explain it, I would be like, shoo. But because we're women, I would be like, oh, she's cute. She's pretty. Mm-hmm.
I'm prettier. Mm-hmm.
Right, just because, I mean, she could be prettier than me, but I just have to be like,
point,
no, I'm,
at
I
that
still
point,
have something
I'm prettier.
Going on.
At that point, I'm prettier. I don't care what, I don't care who walks in, I'm prettier.
Right, but then I would have to keep my mouth together. I mean, I already need to work on, like, hello, just being judgment me and all that stuff. But I would have been like, what kind of chick is going to sit here watching you on this date with me? Like, what does that
but
say?
But that's the thing. I didn't tell Dion that Devin was up.
Oh, that's right.
Dion didn't know.
That's right.
That's what I'm saying. This could have blown up in my face a million different ways.
Oh, but the Lord provides a ram in a bush. A Devin.
A Devin and a Dion.
A Devin at the door.
Oh,
gosh.
Man. I love it so much. Is this freaking crazy, though?
It's bananas.
Okay, I have to tell you, full disclosure, I have had such a crazy week.
Yes.
That I didn't pull up any first impressions.
What?
But I have a teeny tiny, like, extra story. Like, a bonus.
Can we say no impressions?
No impressions! So, no impressions is when we are too busy being some grown adult people in our lives right now. And this week has been chaotic. I say that I have been a mess this week, I am telling the truth. I walked into work on Monday. You could not have told me that it was not Tuesday. So I got done with work. I was like, all right, knock Tuesday out of the park, you know, whatever.
Tomorrow's Wednesday.
So I go in to work. I'm just like, okay, Wednesday, blah, 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 blah. And then someone mentioned Tuesday. And I was just like, no. And I look at my phone. I'm like, no. And even after work on Tuesday, like, I started heading to church because I go to midweek service. I'm like, dang it, it's not Wednesday.
No, I totally get that. I sometimes pick up a Thursday night karaoke show.
Yeah.
And when I do that, the next day, I know that it's Friday. It is not Friday in my head. It is Saturday because I would have a Friday night and a Saturday night karaoke. So as soon as I do, I'm like, it's Saturday. Why are there so many people on the road?
Right? Like, things went bananas. Oh, even today, like, I was ready to leave, and so I only get the paper because I'm old school on weekends, so Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Yeah.
And so, like, I'm leaving today. I'm just like, all right, Friday, like, at the office, we have bagel Friday, so I'm like, sweet, you know, I don't have to eat anything, like, because we have bagels at work. I grab the paper. I'm just like, oh, let me grab this before I leave, and then take the paper out of the plastic bag, put the plastic bag in recycle, unfold the paper, and I was like, Thursday? No, today is Friday, dang!
Unacceptable!
Well, I'm gonna be late and eat a bowl of cereal.
So let me tell you what happened to me at work today.
Oh.
So, because I'm so epically bad at this stuff, guys.
It's okay, you'll get better because we've been praying, haven't we, Saints? We've been praying.
So, okay, I was working at one of the stores where for the company that I work, and I'm talking to people.
Can't stand
that
song.
Talking to this one work. See, I picked it from you. This one woman about a certain face cream.
Oh,
and
okay.
She
doesn't need a name.
We're talking back and forth. Oh, I can give you a name. Her name was Delilah.
Oh, listen, Delilah in the Bible.
In New York City.
Oh, yeah.
There's a night you look so pretty. Yes, you do. Stars don't shine as bright as you. Yeah, terrible. We don't know.
I know you do.
Ah!
Oh, there is. Oh, what you do to me. Yeah. No. What you do to me.
We started way too low.
Yes, sir.
What you do?
Yeah. Plain white tea.
Yeah.
They'll be here next week. Just kidding. You never know. They could come through.
They could just show up and be like, hey, we heard your podcast.
Just say, listen. Some of the people that we've talked to, we never thought we would talk to.
Yeah, we've never even remotely thought.
Right.
Hey, we've got a whole following in Bahrain, man.
Yes!
Yes, y'all don't know. Listen, company prior to the one working at now, I used to do relations in the Middle East. What up?
Hey. Okay, so I'm at work. I'm helping this lady with face cream. I've got the face cream open. I'm talking.
Delilah, yes.
Delilah, yes. And the manager comes over and goes, oh, I'm sorry, Chelsea. I just need you to move. Our handyman needs to get, I need to show him this thing to fix.
Handyman?
Yeah.
He's like a candy man, so, except he's handy.
So I'm still doing my spiel because I'm on my, it's my job, so I'm on it.
Right.
So,
and you're professional.
I can sell ice to an Eskimo, so but when my game is on, I'm already like, it's in the bag.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
So I'm in not going to like lose, I'm not going to lose my train. Because I can. You guys are here.
Listen. Woop,
woop. So I'm backing up and still talking to this woman. And,
okay.
And I gesture with my hands when I talk. But I've got the cream in one hand. And then I look up because the handyman's walking by. And in my head, all I'm thinking is, dang.
Oh, Daniel.
Oh, my gosh. I said dang.
Oh, I know you did. Gosh.
But yeah, oh, I mean, I wasn't thinking dang, but I said it just now. So so I, as I'm backing up, because I'm staring at this beautiful man, I run into a wall, I dump all the moisturizer down on this woman.
No! Oh no!
Just make an absolute fool of myself.
Side note, this is a for real first impression. Yeah. Just not in the way that you would think.
So his response to me is, careful. Oh, and he had a very silky voice.
Talk velvet to me.
He's like, careful. We wouldn't want you to get hurt.
Oh, you better quit it.
And then I respond in my classic crappy Chelsea way. And I go, no worries. I'm sure I'll back into you next time.
Oh, see, that's something I would say. Like, because I'm so clumsy, I'll just bump into whatever.
Right. Except I didn't say clumsy, and I didn't even say, I didn't even say next time. I said next. So I was like, oh, no worries. I'm sure I'll just back into you next.
You're a big, fine woman.
When you back that thing up. So
shout out to, oh,
this is my thing where I just have to stop trying to be funny.
Oh, shout out to, we'll call her Daisy, who was in the Facebook community supporting your double booked date, who was just like taking over for the 99, the 2000.
Oh, wait, no, that's Dahlia.
Oh, that was Dahlia! That was Dahlia, she won.
Tons of comments.
Oh, and she's black. The black Dahlia, sorry. Sorry, not sorry. We out here.
so many comments. Just ridiculous.
Oh.
So then my one friend is like, I forget what name I gave her, it's fine. She's like, you need to attach a hidden camera to yourself every day.
You know what? My friend, what's his face? We'll call him Dennis.
Like
he had suggested that for his best friend's wedding because the bride, she wanted a videographer. He's just like, listen, just get a GoPro. You attach it to your lapel or whatever, and you just keep the thing going like at the reception. I'm like, that is actually a phenomenal idea. So you're just going to have to do that for work, Chelsea. And then you can run
for
the
poll. Life.
You'll be like a professional athlete. You watch the tape. You're like,
I did
left
there.
That wide open.
Ooh, right in the knee.
Man.
Somebody else was like, that's a good line, though. And then, somebody else comments and goes, isn't Stacey going to start an intervention?
Like, right, yes. What up? I'm going to say his real name. What up, Joe?
Yeah, that was
because
Joe.
He was a guest.
That
yes.
Was Joe.
And that's when I was hip to the whole thing. I was just like, wait, what? No, unacceptable.
So Dave made a comment that was really funny, but I'm not going to say it because Stacey would have us edit it anyway.
It's true. Dang it, Dave.
It was completely innocent. It's a literal description of exactly what you did.
It is a literal description of exactly
And we will leave it at that.
So then Dristy.
Not the person.
I love Dristy. Was the like, name is amazing.
She's like, did you wink? And I was like, no, fail. And then she goes, you are better than that.
I know I can't, like, wink. I'm not cute.
Oh, no. Literally, when I wink, it's like the cartoon, like...
Right, like the emoji, like, I'm like obviously...
People who are super chill about it, and all of a sudden they're just like, blink, and I'm like, no, see...
Right,
like,
I can't do it!
Because even when I just did it, my whole face went like...
Ah, right,
and I might possibly be having a stroke.
Yeah, like, just a little bit, just...
Why is she
my
shaking?
Favorite is that Joe, who was a guest the other day,
what up, Joe?
He says, it's so ironic that you are so socially awkward. And then I respond with, because I seem so cool. And his response was, LMFAO.
I'm sexy and I know
it. I'm just not going to tell you that you're not cool at all.
Aww,
do you know what I'm so upset about right now?
What?
I didn't use the two favorite names I wanted to.
I was waiting for Versace to Grace.
I wanted Donatella, and I forgot to...
Donatella
Versace.
Oh, not the turtle.
No, and then Donatello. Those were my two favorite. I just didn't see
And I thought you're... Aw. Aw, well, if we knew what the fake name letter of the day was prior to when we were talking about your birthday party.
We probably could have planned.
Well, you could have had one of the dates be Donatella, and like the waitress could have been Donatella.
Oh, see, look at that.
See, Dave's a professional.
Track him back. Aww. Track him back.
So before we wrap up, since Dave is back in the room, I wanted to ask
you. Here you go.
Shoot.
So with Chelsea's double booked date night, so is there like some guy code? So when Devin, who
did not confirm
but right. showed up anyways,
right.
and he was just like, oh, well, I'll just like wait here for an hour or so and see what happens. Would you have done that as a guy?
Nah.
Okay.
Right?
That's the way I felt. But I didn't know if there's some guy code.
Well, what was funny is like when you were saying like what he had said.
Yeah.
Like, you know,
like, oh, you're pretty.
Well, no, like it was like the I'm a loser and so I'm going to go ahead and wait, but I'm going to save face by puffing up a little bit.
Okay.
Like that's kind of how like, well, I got nothing better to do.
I guess I'll just watch this game.
And then me being stupid, I'd be like, oh, he doesn't get out much.
I
probably like the best thing that he's ever.
That it was going to be. I'm probably
Side
the
note.
Best thing he's ever said.
Side note, I did that once and it bit me so hard. So we went out for my birthday. And so it was Saturday night. I was just like, oh, I just want to do dinner. I don't want to do anything crazy.
Right?
But all the girls just like, no, we want to go to the bar. I'm like, gross, whatever. So we go out. I'm just like, I'm only going to stay here for like a half an hour and then I'm out. So
right.
then some song comes on. So all the girls, you know, we're dancing. This guy comes up behind me. I'm like, absolutely not. I don't do that. That's gross. So then, he's kind of looking. So, you know, I'm just like, okay, I'll be nice. I'll tell you, he's like, let me get you a drink. I'm like, I don't really drink. Like, honest, I'm not even doing this to be rude. Like, I'll just take a water or something like that. And he was just like, oh, you know, can't get your number, blah, blah. I'm like, no, I'm just, you know, out here having fun with the girls, blah, blah, blah. And he's just like, oh, you know, bet, whatever, you know. I was just like, it was very nice talking to you. Like, you know, thanks, you know, I appreciate the conversation, whatever. So then, go to church. And so that was my day to volunteer at church. So then I'm leaving.
I love how, like, she's very, as she's telling the story, she's very proper and well-spoken. And apparently the guy at the dance floor was like Wesley Snipes in Wildcats.
I never saw it. I'm sorry.
Wesley Snipes in any movie.
Oh, there it is. Wait, even Wong Fu?
Slightly different character than that movie.
So then
you are
leaving.
A boy in a dress.
So then I'm leaving, and so then two cars down from me is this same dude. I'm just like, oh. So I'm leaving. He was just like, oh, don't I know you from somewhere? And I'm just like, listen, you ain't cool. Like, I saw you 12 hours ago, you know? He was just like, oh, that's right. I saw you last night at the club. Cue this other person in their car putting their window down like, oh, there's something going on here. So I'm like, nah, my business is just literally in the streets.
You're like, were you at the club? I'm sorry. Are you trying to judge me?
Right.
When you saw me at a place that you were?
Right. And so I have, like, my volunteer badge on. So it's just like, oh, this girl, she called herself a Christian. She was at the club, Dolores. Like, open up, Dolores. So then he was just
She like, might have been shaking her tail feather.
No, I haven't shaken
it
in years.
One.
It probably hurts.
Only one.
But then, like, he was just like, oh, so, you know, I see you here. And so I was, like, trying to, like, you know, not make eye contact and get in my car. But then he saw him. Like, I can't. Ignore him. Let me, you know, just, you know, chalk up the L. So then, like, he
just
looks in my car, right? So he looks in my car. He opens the car door, and he was just like,
whoa.
Oh, I don't see any other man here with you. So, what's that about? I'm like, excuse me?
Okay.
I'm just like...
First off, the second he opened my car door, I would have just kept opening it and pushed it into him. I would have been done. No. Like, no. You don't touch my stuff.
That's real. So then he's just kind of looking around. I'm just like.
Right, but then, okay, so what's the line between door opening chivalrous and door opening creepy?
If I'm already in the car, is that what you were already in the car?
No, I wasn't already in the car.
No, she was walking to her car.
Yeah.
Oh, and he like opened it for
like,
you?
Like I had unlocked it and I was just like, and then I saw he was like walking over. I'm like, I just got to own this. And then I step away from the car. So we're talking and he's just like, oh, because
I don't see a man in here.
Yeah, see,
so
that still would piss me off.
I was just like, but no, then, you know.
Don't get me wrong, that comes across extremely creepy, but
if
yeah.
If I were on a date, if I were on something, and, oh, hang on, let me open your door for you, whatever, that's sweet. But, like, in that situation, you're doing that so you can judge me.
But this
so
is all because of my stupidity. I was just like, you know what, like, you probably didn't talk to a lot of people, and I do look kind of fly on my birthday. Let me just chat with them. But I'm just like, no, there's nothing going on here. Like, thanks for the conversation. I don't want you up on me. I don't even like you like that. Side note, his breath was hellacious. It was awful. So there was that too, yeah. Like when I first met him. But I'm just like, okay, maybe, you know, maybe he's been through some things. Maybe he's just trying to be out and social. So whatever. So then the next day, so then he goes through all that and he was just like, oh, well, your man's not in here, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, no, he's not here. He was just like, oh, because doesn't the Bible say you should be equally yoked? So it's kind of funny if you're here at church and he isn't. And I'm like, who the heck are you? Like, and I'm just thinking, okay, so last night,
I don't like this man.
Right? So it's like, I made it clear.
Do
I did
you
not
own pepper spray?
I should. I really should.
Seriously.
So it's like, last night, I was just like, no, none of this is going on. But now that we're at church and you've got people listening, blah, he was just like, oh, because weren't you at the club? Didn't I see you there? Oh, shouldn't you and your man be just, you know, throwing out
be
stuff?
Be like, let me know how many stones you've got up there.
Man.
Because I just want to be ready so I can throw my boulder up your...
this is why we pray. So then, but till this day, so like I'll still see him on occasion and I own it. I'm just like, you know, hi, how are you? So the last time I saw him, like we were at like some restaurant that was just like down the street from the church. And so he was there, but he was with some other chick and he just like puts his arms around her like, yeah, yeah. Like this one's mine. I'm like, don't nobody want you except the Lord. And he paid the price and had his blood shed even for you because you're one of his children.
Okay. I love this story so much because Stacey flat out said that her like, well, maybe he has like an issue, like, or he doesn't hang out much, bit her in the butt like hardcore. Yeah, yes. Except every time I tell a story and she's like, well, maybe he has.
I know.
Now I'm just gonna be like, bit you in the butt.
I'll be like, oh, dang
like,
it.
Well, maybe. Maybe.
It's sort of like having an angel and devil on your shoulders.
Man. Oh, no, for sure. It's totally what this is. Like, I
nah, loser.
Verbatim. I need to be like, nah.
Loser.
Well, maybe he's just borrowing his mom's car while
that's
he fixes his nice car. No.
Nah.
Clearly, Chelsea
loser.
Knows my last
lives in the basement.
Chelsea knows my last ex-boyfriend. So, on that note,
I'm Chelsea.
I'm Stacey.
And this is Reasons Why I'm Single.
Thanks, Dave.
Thanks, Dave. Bye.
Bye.
I want you to want me.
This is a previously recorded episode.